I suppose firstly they're unconfirmed reports, but they do seem to have a fair bit of detail, and I suppose a government announcement is probably imminent on it. Postmasters, of course, welcome it, and I think the public would welcome it as well. There's a continual desire to maintain a strong presence of the post office networks, and I suppose in where the revenue being generated in the offices is diminishing, and the postmasters' incomes have been diminishing. There was a fear when the current contract changed in July of this year that there would be widespread closures of post offices. So if there is this government commitment of something between 10 and 12 million per annum to support the presence of that network, then I think that will be welcomed.
I suppose, as you mentioned there, figures, and it is hypothetical at this point, but would that sort of 10,000 per annum be enough to keep postmasters, particularly in rural parts of this county, for example, afloat, or would potentially more be needed?
I think it's a significant amount, to be fair, and I think it would go a long way towards supporting the vast majority of the post offices. You know, they would have seen revenue drops of probably close to that figure over the last 3 years. So to make up that difference, maybe it, you know, should support it and make it sustainable for a few more years.
The reports are suggesting that any scheme would be time-bound and could operate for a number of years. But does that need to be copper-fastened and made a permanent measure for the 900 post offices we have now to keep going?
Yeah, I suppose it's a positive first step. You know, I don't know how feasible it is to have it time bound, because you'll just repeat this exercise again in a number of years' time. Where, you know, if you withdraw that support, it's inevitable that the offices would close. So hopefully, if it's implemented, it'll be continued.
What has the nature of running and operating a post office been like in the last number of years? How has that changed, particularly since the onset of the pandemic? I suppose to give people an idea of why you feel that you need this subvention.
Yeah, I suppose the nature of the business has changed and evolved over the last number of years. I mean, the traditional transactions in the office were predominantly payment of social welfare. And as more and more of that has moved towards EFT payments directly into accounts, there's less over-the-counter cash. But there has been other products and services and e-commerce, I suppose, that have replaced those in terms of numbers of transactions, but they don't generate the same revenue, and that's probably the difficulty. The post offices are still busy, there's still a lot of footfall, a lot of transactions, but to actually generate revenue to support the infrastructure itself has been difficult.
I know there's been discussion and proposals to maybe enhance some of the offerings the post offices are providing, such as banking services, etc. Is that something that now needs to maybe have a bit of a focus as well in terms of that diversification? I suppose we're looking at a potential subvention here, but again, if the network is to thrive, it may need to branch out in places.
Oh, absolutely, and I think the postmasters are ready to play their part in that. There's consistent new products and services coming through every year. You know, we've adapted and tried to work with those. There is, you know, a move into the banking side of things, but it's been slow and it's been difficult. I suppose Unpost itself is coming from a very low base in terms of the IT infrastructure and that you need, I suppose, to deliver 21st century banking, where so much of it is online and apps and so on. So, you know, the company itself needs to invest heavily, I think, in improving the products and services.